Gollum.
Anyway,
wait, how does that work?
Because I sounded like him. I'm sorry.
It's giving Gollum.
It's giving Gollum.
My precious.
GNT. Yeah, we listen, guys. Look, if you're watching, we have a little bit of a new setup. Isn't it cool?
I can use my hands.
Our hands are free. We're not holding the mics anymore. We got these gorgeous boom arms.
Thanks, Tina.
We could be totally hands free, which is great, especially for a person like me because I talk with my hands 24/7. Also, we were just discussing that now you guys know how much I love to grapefruit the mic.
You're already doing this, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it just needs to be known that now, instead of grapefruiting with one hand, I now have both hands readily available to grip the mic, but not actually grip it, and just do a little, you know, that's all.
Just a little twist and turn.
A little twisty. We got to do an episode on blowjobs. Anyways, so... We'll do a blowjob special eventually. Anyways, let's just get right into it. What's the most toxic thing we've done this week? Ugh. It's kind of combined, I would say.
I forced Christina to participate in my blackout activities.
She did. She really did. And this is why our toxic confession of the week is our toxic thing of the week is combined. Because, yeah, Lily did make me go out on a Sunday night.
I have evidence in my purse.
What do you have in your purse?
I have evidence.
Do you have horny is okay in your purse? Oh, fuck. She's making me get up, guys.
I have to get it. I'm really sorry. It's worth it, though.
Talk to them. Make conversation.
Okay, so Sunday. So, first of all, I told my boss that my sister came to town. That was a lie. So, I could leave work early. Sunday and then get my shift covered on Monday. But, in fact, me and Christina...
Did go a little hard.
If you know the Jane in New York, you know.
Jane Hotel.
You know, you know.
Jane Ballroom.
It's a classic.
It really is.
Yeah, it is. And a friend of a friend invited us because he was DJing at the Jane for this after party of this show called Mad Realities. I don't know. I didn't go to any of that. But I did go to the after party. And I did black out.
I did go to their party and I did drink all of their alcohol.
Do I know what it was for? Absolutely not.
No clue.
I have no idea what's going on whatsoever. But it was an open bar.
Well, we discovered it's a dating show, right?
Yes, it is. And I actually watched it with them and it was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah.
The only thing I saw is when I, like, because I told you, like, the page followed me on Instagram last night. So I clicked on it. I was scrolling through and it says that, like, they win... like crypto.
Yeah, but it's like,
is the prize.
It's like a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, it said it's like $12,000, yeah. Like US or whatever. So
the guy, that random guy that got in our photo booth photo, I don't know if you saw him, the one that you didn't know.
That I didn't know?
Like, I don't know him either.
In our photo booth photo?
Yeah, there's one photo booth photo that he got and he was the winner of the show. He had just won like $12,000 that night.
What?
I know.
Let me see. We took some photo booth photos. They were quite iconic. Always kiss your homies goodnight. You already know.
Oh, yeah. They're like that guy. I don't remember that at all.
Wait, where the fuck was I during this?
Oh, wait. You're not in these.
Yeah. Where the fuck was I?
I don't know. But anyway.
I was probably with one of my like 11 boyfriends, which we'll get into that in a sec too. But
so,
go on.
First of all, I work at this restaurant and the host, or he just quit, but whatever. He is iconic. Shout out to Sexy Damien.
Sexy Damien!
And he's a DJ, and his DJ name... You guys are not ready for this. I think it's so good. His DJ name is DJ Horny. And his tagline is Horny is okay.
Horny is okay on everything.
There you go.
Yes! Sexy Damien was here! Oh my God, this is iconic.
I was on my way here today, and I take my keys out of my purse to, like, lock my door. And these come flying out of my purse onto the floor. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
I stick it on my forehead. Like, it'll stay. Oh, my God. It's staying. I love it. That's on my Instagram story right now.
That's iconic.
Thank you.
yeah. So, anyway, his DJ name is Horny. DJ Horny. which is just absolutely brilliant in my opinion. And he was really fucking good.
This is great, just at sexy Damien horny as okay. I'm gonna say sexy Damien XG&T.
We love it. And we will be having a Gin and Toxic event this summer.
100% everybody's invited.
And he will be DJing.
Oh yeah, we already like, okay, so here's the thing. Honestly, Damien, if you're listening to this, I didn't know much going in. I really liked the vibes. I was like, okay, DJ Horny, come on. That's great.
I'm fucking sold. He could have been trash.
He could have been trash, like, and I would have been booked. Like, I'm sold. But it was so funny. He started off a set with that like slow ass country song, but then did one of those like record scratches, and then it goes, "Hey Damien," and then it goes into sexy back.
Yeah.
And I was like, this.
We were like, all of a sudden, let's go, bitch.
It's like some like country bar.
No, it wasn't hey, country. Damien. It was, oh my God. It I was know like a slow song. Yes.
I forget. You're going to have to ask him. But long story short, it was like a slow song. And then you hear a record scratch. And then you hear his tag, which is this girl hey, in a Damien. Very sexy voice. Yeah, going, hey, Damien. And then it just goes into sexy back. And we were like, let's fucking get it. He was great.
No, he was so good.
He killed it.
He was so good. The song that goes dun, 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 dun.
Oh, it's called Something 2005.
He like remixed it. Oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
Toxic is okay. X'd horny is okay.
Yeah. Oh, so like Lily was saying, we're going to throw like a Gin and Toxic party in the city in July. Yeah, like... It's going to be iconic. He's going to DJ. It's literally going to be G&T X horny is okay. Like, it all fits. We'll get a gin brand to sponsor the whole thing. Who the fuck knows? But anyways, yeah.
Anyway, it was an iconic night, to say
it
the
was,
least.
Yeah, it was a I did very not
know,
it,
like, how it was. I don't know. We didn't know any of those people.
Yeah, so we didn't know like, a single person.
I was like, Christina, you have to come with me. Hope it's fun. Don't know. Like, I yeah, barely like, know
I didn't
these
know,
people.
Like, I actually forgot that we were going to it until me and Lily had a Gin and Toxic meeting earlier in the day. And then she went to work. And then she was like, yeah, like, after work, we have to, like, meet up because we're going to go see DJ Horny. And I was like, oh, my
you
God.
You were like, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I guess.
You
that's
know what the
tonight.
Best part was? DJ Horny's girlfriend.
She was, like, she Cece? Comes up to us. Cece? Cece?
You
First
are
of all, baddie.
Queen. Baddie.
Baddie.
Baddie of baddie, all babe. The baddies.
Absolute baddie. She comes up to us. She's like, I fucking love Gin and Toxic.
This girl. Blah, 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 blah. This girl's the definition of like girl's girl, good energy.
The girl. Yes.
Yes.
She's a girl's girl. I fucking love a girl's
like,
girl.
Like she would win Love Island.
She, you know? She would. Yeah. She would win Love Island. But she was iconic. And she's like dancing on the table at a point. She's remember like, she like what? Brought us on the table. We're dancing with her on the table.
And you
table.
Know what? You know when you hang out with like a new group of friends and you're like a little like uncomfortable because you're like, I don't know
no,
anyone.
No, did not feel uncomfortable with anybody
not
there.
For 1 second. This
the entire
bitch brought
group
us up
there.
On the table and I was like, you are my favorite person.
Yeah. I was,
it was really
chugging tequila pineapples.
Why? We are, what is up?
I don't know. I felt like nothing. And then out of nowhere, I was blackout drunk. And I was like, what is happening? And then there were like at certain points in the night, too. Like Lily was like off, like mingling with like her friends and everything. And I was just like alone. And I'm like, I'm going to go make friends with everybody. Like everybody here is my boyfriend.
That makes me sound. It makes it sound like I like left you alone.
But... No. She didn't leave me alone. But like she was the reason blackout. That we were going. Yeah. I've like exactly like we just splitting, you know, contrary. To this show where we say we literally never leave each other's hip. If we do separate, we talk to people about each other.
I'm like, that's Christina. She's the richest person in this joint.
That's my best friend. She's a sexy redhead. We have a podcast together. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. That's literally it.
Well, that's like, what I love about, that's why I like going out with you because I fucking hate going out. This has happened to me so many times where you bring a friend out with like a group of friends they don't know. And they cling to you like
yeah I guess everybody's like level of like
I'll cling to you for like the social, first hour
yeah
because trust me I get
but like you gotta like
situations.
Expect yeah you gotta expect to like get yourself out there talk
have
you're
a few
at, like,
drinks yeah, and this, go make a conversation with someone
right.
bitch
so basically
or make
I
out
would,
with someone like Christina did you made out you made out with so many people
I kissed a lot of people I danced with like groups of random men. I would just like get in groups of random dudes and then be like, hey, what's up? I'm Christina. And they'd be like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. I literally can't tell you a single one of their names.
Not one.
But I'd be like, they'd be like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, cool, I'm going to dance with you guys. And they'd be like, okay.
What did you
and
say I was just like, where you were like, are you straight? And he goes,
No, I'm bi. He goes, no, I'm bi. I go, okay, I could rock with that. And he goes, but I do need to tell you, I am in a relationship, but I'm in an open relationship. I go, okay, I could rock with that too.
Yeah. Yeah, and like, you didn't see him the rest of the night. It and was then I so
just,
dumb.
He just disappeared. He had glitter on his face and he was just like dancing with me at certain points. He was really fucking cool.
No, he was all, I follow him also, on Instagram.
Also, I talked, oh my God, guys, there was this, like,
James.
There was this other guy. Yes, that's right. That was James, his name. Yeah. There was this other guy. Who was in this like beanie leather jacket?
Turns out he's like famous,
very Machine Gun Kelly esque. And I kept like making eyes with him in the room.
It was hot.
And I was like,
you guys.
It kind of was hot. It was like hot. Mysterious.
He looks like he has slept with 700 women. Like he is giving me big herpes energy.
Yep.
But like maybe. I would.
No. But anyway, so we're like we keep making eyes. Finally, when I get drunk enough, I go up to him and I was like, hi. We keep making eyes at each other, like, I'm not stupid. I'm Christina. Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, I'm blah, 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 blah. Don't hear his name. But then as we're leaving, I was like, oh, like, I got to go catch up my friends. But, like, I'll see you around, whatever. Like, kept it really brief. Left. Saw him again when we were leaving. And then he was like, oh, like, let me get your number. And so we exchanged numbers.
Wait, what?
As we were leaving, yeah.
Did you get your coat, by the way, from Coat Check?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Me and David were trying to decide.
Oh, my God. No, I got my coat. No, but I'm leaving, and he's like, oh, like, let me get your number. And we exchanged numbers, and then he's like, I'm going to text you, like, my name, whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. So he texts me his name, and I wake up the next day, and I see, like, this random number on my phone with this guy's name, and it's, like, a very unique name. I'm not going to say his name, but it was a very unique name. And so I was like, I don't know if it's a stage name. Or if it has to be a stage name.
Yeah.
But anyways, so it was a very unique name. Seemed like a stage name, but I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to look him up. So I look him up. Turns out he's like verified, hundreds of thousands of followers, has like a shit ton of music out.
He's friends with like famous people.
He's friends with famous people. Also, I don't want to like out him on the show, so I'll say this off the record. 1 second, guys. Thank you.
Wait, what?
That's like how he's like mostly famous. Yeah. By like songwriting. For, like, those types of artists.
Whoa. That's crazy, dude.
He played Coachella.
Wait. Whoa.
Okay. I was like, who the fuck was this guy I was talking to? And then this
Not
other guy.
Not you pulling that man like it was fucking nothing.
Like, it was, like, I like he like was, it was nothing.
Fucking nothing.
I was like, who is this guy? And then the other guy. Okay, so we're back
Christina,
on the record now, obviously.
Christina at one point goes, all right, I got a little liquid courage. Where is he? Where is my man?
I go, where is he? Yeah. I'm, like, standing on the table dancing, looking over, like, to see where
he is. I was
like,
Christina,
is.
I don't know, bitch. Like, no, but, you know.
And then also there was those two other guys that I was talking to at the bar. And I'm talking to one of them, blah, blah, blah. And the one guy says that he works with like a lot of famous artists, whatever.
Oh.
And then, yeah. He says he works with a lot of famous artists. And I'm like, oh, cool, whatever. We're like talking about whatever. He's like, yeah, like you're super cool. I like you. I was like, yeah, I like you too. You're cool, whatever. We exchanged Instagrams, cool, whatever. Turns out like we had like, he knows like my friend Jen from Warner, whatever. And then the next day... Like, we're messaging on Instagram, whatever, and I just had to look at his shit. This man is, like, friends with fucking, like, everyone. Anita, Benny Blanco was on the Met bus with Meg Thee Stallion. Was at Cardi B's party last night.
What the fuck is happening?
I was like, who the fuck are these people?
You know what
like,
I was thinking of?
Like, I went up to them and I was like, hi, I'm Christina. Nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I have a little podcast. Like, and they're just like, yeah, well, yeah. I am friends with fucking Meg Thee Stallion.
Yeah, right. I am imagining, guys, I was ordering a drink at the bar with my dear friend David. And we are in the middle of a conversation and David looks over. My back is to Christina and Christina's talking to a group of random people. Guys, in the middle of a bar, David goes, holy shit. I turn around. Christina's pulling her shirt.
I forgot about that.
No, Christina pulled her shirt down, like fully nude.
I forget why it was. There was a reason.
Because you were showing them your fucking nipple
piercings.
Well,
yeah, but like there was a reason why I showed them my nipple piercings. Somehow I got brought up in the conversation and like I show everybody my nipple piercings because
yeah,
like, they're just
in
super
the
cool.
Middle so, of a bar.
I didn't like fully,
there was a girl walking around.
I just
naked
did like a little bit.
Party.
Oh my God. She was wearing
we
like
found
pasties,
photos of her.
Boobs out. She was an icon.
She was hot. We found photos of her and we were just like,
listen, yeah. I don't think I'll ever post a picture of my bare tits, but like if you come up to me and you're like, oh my God, hi, I love you, I'm a fan of Jenna Toxic, let me see your tits, I'd be like, oh yeah, girl.
Yeah, like literally we could be like in Times Square and Christina would be like, oh my God, God, of course.
In the middle of Carbone.
This is my brand.
Here's my spicy rigatoni. Here's my eggplant parm. And here's my tip. Yeah. And Carbone.
Why Carbone?
Because it's like a fancy place.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in Rin Tin Tin.
Oh, I would.
I'll do it to the bartender. Get a free drink. Why not?
Yeah, period.
I forgot I showed that guy my tip. You just reminded me.
No, David looks at me and goes, Lily, holy shit. And I turn around and you are nude. You are nude.
That's an exaggeration. I'm not nude.
You're nude.
But one tit was out very briefly.
If not two. It was really, it was very DJ horny of you.
He was like, very, I think he was DJ like, oh, horny. Like, do you, I, somehow it got brought up and then I showed him and then he was like, do you have both of them pierced? And I was like, oh yeah.
Here's the other one. Bang. Like, he what the fuck? And then meanwhile, everyone's just walking around in like these horny is okay t-shirts.
He I'm was like, oh, they look super sick. And I was like, thank you. And then it just continued on with the normal cups. Everyone was so drunk.
Everyone?
So well, it
was
drunk.
No, everyone was like really
I
drunk.
Woke up the next day with a random number on my phone from a guy named Tom. I can't tell you who he is.
Like, y'all know I've been drinking lately. But I think I arguably, I told you, like, I arguably blacked out that night.
And then after we left, we got artichoke pizza at like 4 a.m, came back to my apartment, ate it, blackout drunk, passed out with our makeup on.
I stumbled into my apartment to pack a bag.
To come to my apartment and eat artichoke, like shove it up each other's butts and go to bed.
I literally shoved a piece of artichoke pizza up Christina's asshole and then we
went. Exactly. That's exactly how it went.
Nighttime routine.
Hi guys, welcome to my nighttime routine.
Imagine we filmed a nighttime routine like blackout.
We should do like a parody nighttime routine on like TikTok or something.
Like be taking shots while.
My nighttime routine as a New York City fashion student.
First, I vomit 7 times.
Right. It's like, have you ever seen that TikTok of that girl? And she was like, the morning after drinking, like my hangover recovery, like recovering from a hangover. And like, I roll my face with an ice roller. I make myself green juice.
I order a bagel, eat it, and go back to sleep.
I don't know. I wake up, I'm like, ugh. Like, I'm like, nauseous, can't eat. I'm laying in bed, like, numbing on, like, rice cakes until I get, like, a little bit of, like, energy back in me to go eat a bagel. And I try to drink some water, but sometimes that doesn't even stay down.
I wake up, one eye open, order my bagel.
Yeah. Back to
bagel's
sleep.
Bagel's here. Eat the bagel, back to sleep.
Right. I think I actually, I woke up at 9 a.m. the next day. And then I think you were still sleeping. And I woke up and I text my trainer. I go, yeah, I'm not coming in today. And then fell back asleep. And then we woke up at like what? Like 1.
I slept till 1, yeah.
Yeah. It was a rough night.
Oh, anyways, yeah. Christina had personal training in the morning.
I did have personal training. And it's funny because going into the event, I was like,
I'm not going to miss it.
I can't miss my personal training in the morning. It's not going to happen. I'm going to Italy in a few days. I need to get my training in. Blah, 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 blah. No, absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, long story short, I had 10 boyfriends that night. It was really fun. If any of my boyfriends from that night are watching this, hi. I told all of them about the podcast. I never followed any of them. I got one or two of their numbers. One or two of their Instagrams. I don't know. But yeah, I had 12 boyfriends then.
Yeah, true love.
On top,
that was a messy
my 12
party.
Boyfriends of the night on top of like my 5 boyfriends in reality.
Oh God. The roster is never ending.
The roster is never ending. Listen, guys, I'm just having fun. Also, may I give an update?
Fun. Christina loves to say that. I'm just having fun.
I'm just having fun.
AKA
we're recording.
Slut.
Yeah, actually, one of the guys I talked about last week, you guys know Harry from Updating. We're going on a little date this week before I leave for Italy. But also tomorrow, we are recording with, I don't know, the episode is probably going to go up in a few weeks from when you guys are seeing this. But tomorrow, we're recording with Talia, who, she is the spread negativity girly from TikTok.
Look up Talia on TikTok.
Yeah, look up Talia on TikTok, you'll find her. But I met her when I met Harry through Updating. And she's coming on the show, which would be really exciting. And we're also recording today with Sophia.
Who I manifested that.
Literally manifested it. Yeah.
I met her at Serena Kerrigan's birthday party. And I was like, I love that girl. That's my new bestie. Mm. And 2 weeks later, she's on the show.
Yeah. Everybody's kind of iconic.
My fucking twin. We love a TikTok queen.
Right.
Around here. Okay. Anyway, our toxic confession is that Sunday night was fucked up.
Yeah, Sunday night was
It was really
oh bad. Yeah, when we were walking back to my apartment with the artichoke pizza, I started screaming, the Krusty Krab pizza is the pizza for you and me.
If you know, you know, babe.
I've been making like
a lot of SpongeBob references.
I think I actually mentioned this. I'm having deja vu. I think I said this on the show once before, that I've been making an uncomfortable amount of TikTok. Not TikTok, sorry, SpongeBob references. Yeah.
I'm excited for today's episode, though. Today's going to be a good one. Guys, should we just jump right into it?
Quick note, when you guys are watching this, this episode is pre-recorded, we should say.
That's Chris.
Ooh, I just like burped a little bit.
Sorry. Christina's abandoning me.
I am. You guys, I mean, there's going to be another episode that goes up before this that I'm sure I'll bring it up in. But I am right now when we are recording this, it is currently May 4th. We believe that this episode is going to go up on May 18th. So when you guys are watching this episode or listening, I'll actually be in Amsterdam. No, I'll be in Florence by that point. Long story short, I'll be in Italy. I leave in a few days. So we're pre-recording episodes. So yeah, just little heads up that the next few episodes you guys are going to hear are pre-recorded. We're going to have our first episode that's like in real time again on June 1st.
Oh, yes. And I'll be living in Christina's apartment while she's gone.
She is. Lily, I literally told Lily, I was like, take over the apartment, live there, just keep it clean, water Paige's plants, and wash my bedding before I get back, and we're all good. I don't know what kind of nasty shit Lily's going to be doing to herself in my bed. So I did just buy her a womanizer.
She did buy me a $100 vibrator, you guys.
Listen, guys. Okay, I shouldn't even put this out there. I was actually, you know what? It's the gift of the womanizer, because I did not buy the womanizer for myself. It was a gift.
Oh, really?
It was
from
a gift.
Who?
My ex-boyfriend. So yeah, so I did buy Lily the gift of the womanizer. Listen, the womanizer is like the greatest vibrator. It is the only vibrator you will ever need in your life, I'm convinced. And I have one. I've had mine for a few years now. She is a little pricey. She is $100. But when I tell you guys, this thing is going to make you come in like 10 seconds. No, I swear to God, like, I'm not even
I haven't tried it yet.
I'm not exaggerating it. But yeah, me and Lily were talking about, I don't even know what we were talking about the other day, that somehow it got brought up and I was like, I'm going to buy you a womanizer. Like, you need to experience this.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, so I bought her one and it came in a few days ago and I'm giving it to her literally after this episode.
It's true friendship.
It is true friendship. Always kiss your homies goodnight and besties, buy your besties vibrators.
We do be kissing these days.
We do be kissing. We did also kiss at the event on Sunday in the photo booth. Whenever there's a photo booth involved,
I will
you're
be
kissing the homies
Christina.
Goodnight.
Yeah. I love a photo booth. I'm a slut
for
a goddamn photo
booth.
I'm not going to lie.
I love it.
I can't lie. Like, it really does something to me. I don't know what that says about. It's very Leo of me, I feel.
I feel like you can't look bad in a photo booth, even if you're making like a disgusting face or anything, because it's like fun.
Yeah.
It's like a fun, playful experience.
So fun. Okay, today's episode, guys, we're keeping it simple. It's about kissing. But it needs to be discussed. It needs to be discussed.
It does. Listen, there's
some of y'all be sucking.
I did not realize, oh my God, until I got out of my 4-year relationship 2 years ago when I went on like my bender of dates, how many people,
most people,
fucking suck
eight out of ten suck.
It's insane. I feel like I don't even know, like, people just don't have rhythm, they use too much tongue, they're too soft or too hard. Like, it's something that needs to be perfected, and we're very passionate about it. Question for you. Did you ever, growing up when you were like 13, watch like those how to kiss videos?
Yes. I also, did you ever practice on anything?
I used to practice sometimes on my hand. Like, if you go like, I think it was like if you were to go like this, like put your hand into a fist and like.
I feel like I like practice on like a poster of like fucking.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was going to say, I think I like practice on like a poster too, or like a wall or my arm or something.
Yeah. Oh, I practiced. I mean, it's just who I am as a person. I haven't changed,
right?
Obviously.
Listen, we were sluts from a young age. Like, it was just like bound to happen. You said in the other episode, you said, I've been sucking dick in high school.
Dude, that was so wrong.
I was sucking dick in high school.
That was so wrong. And like, I don't know why I said that, because like, I sucked like one guy's dick and whatever.
You were passionate about sucking
dick. I was
dick
really
in high
passionate
school.
About it.
You might have not been sucking a lot of dick, but when you were, it was.
I was
you
good.
Put your pussy
into it. I did. No, you know what? At least I practice kissing and shit, because I can tell some men my age do not.
Oh my God, no.
And they suck and it's painful.
It is so, it's just, we gotta get into it.
Is Harry this. Good?
Harry's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
He is pretty good.
I mean, he's older.
Do you know who the best kisser you've ever had is? And do you know the worst kisser you've ever had? I remember when I had, like, my first, we've been hyping him up recently on this show.
Who?
Martine.
Whatever.
I don't know if he'll ever listen still to the show again. Still hasn't
reached out to me.
Nope, but... Anyways, well, I mean, we're not
still
saying anything.
Waiting.
Well, the point of the matter I'm is here. That he was like my best, like everything, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And I genuinely mean that. And I remember our first kiss so vividly. It was like on the
Where
pier.
Was it?
It was on the pier.
On the first date?
No, it was on our second date. And it was like by the piers, like on the water. And I just remember we kissed. And like right after we kissed, I like immediately was like, oh my God. Whoa. I said to him in that moment, I was like, you're a fucking incredible kisser.
Yeah, that's everything.
Like, it's just the rhythm was right. The tongue was right. Like, everything
if
was
you're
just
a good
right.
kisser, it turns me the fuck on.
Oh, yeah.
Like a good, sensational like, makeout mm-hmm. makes me, like, take my pants off.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to kind of talk about, like, different... What would you call it? Like categories, aspects of kissing.
Yeah, we're just going to go down
different
like...
different types of kissing.
Yeah. And just, yeah. Like, honestly, let's be real. We're raw dogging this episode.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I mean, yeah, like, we're gonna it's be a totally vague honest. Episode. We're talking about kissing.
Yeah, kissing is a very gigantic topic. But we tried to break it down a little bit into the good, the bad, tongue, no tongue types of kissing. Like, you know, all that shit. So we're just going to kind of like go down the list and just kind of, we're just going to have a discussion about kissing.
And like, I want to help you guys. I mean, like, look, if you're making out with some random guy at a bar who you're like, if you're not into them, who cares? Honestly, don't give it your all. But right. I want to help those of you who are like starting to crush on someone or I don't know. You just like you want to impress someone. You want to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you. Like,
exactly.
We are
you want to get
you.
Like you want to nail your yeah. kissing game down.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter how old you are. There's always room for improvement because some of y'all be fucking shoving your tongue around my mouth. And it's disgusting. Okay.
The worst thing is when guys are like, yeah, like I'm so experienced because like they're fucking like 26, 27, whatever. And they're like, yeah, I'm so experienced. I've kissed so many people. Just because you're an experienced
doesn't mean you're
person
good, babe. Doesn't mean
does
good.
Not mean that you're good. Yeah. Yeah. No, like no. you I've like kissed people who are great. Kiss people that were horrible despite the age. Like
I've never been a bad kisser, but I'd say only in the past like, you know, 2-3 years I've become a really good kisser.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say I was always
I was
really
no,
good
I was
kisser.
Always a good kisser, but now I have like
oh, yeah,
strategies,
but,
babe.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been doing a lot of neck kissing lately.
You love a neck kiss.
I love a good neck kiss.
I like ears. I like if a guy kisses my ear, ears. I'm like, take my pants off now.
You want to know what's so funny is when me and Dog Guy started hooking up again, he told me, he's like, you want to know what you did to me that no girl has ever done to me that I thought about since like the last time we had sex? And I was like, what? Oh, and he was like ear play, like literally like kissing like the ear and like nibbling on it and then going back. He was like, that shit is so fucking hot.
And like feeling someone's breath in your ear.
Oh my God, like the shivers.
That just made me feel some type of way.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so I think the first thing we should kick this off with is talking about tongue versus no tongue, because this, I feel like
don't even get
the tongue is the
this.
Big thing that people makes or
up,
breaks.
Especially men.
Yeah.
But,
oh my God.
You know, sometimes girls too.
Yeah, no, I need to like,
you guys, I just, let's just start. Chill the fuck out with the fucking
calm
tongue.
Calm down with the tongue.
Please
yep.
calm the fuck down. Okay, let's say you're on like your second date with a guy or if your first date, whatever. I fuck on the first date. I don't give a shit what you
yeah.
do, but whatever you're right. seeing, you're with a guy that you like. The first kiss doesn't need to be a kiss as if you're about to like fuck. Okay. It needs to be like a cute,
like,
romantic, like soft,
dainty,
beautiful, dainty. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a makeout that lasts like a minute. Dainty.
Yeah. And
gorgina.
Right. Dainty. I say start with no tongue. Feel
no,
it out.
Start with no tongue every time.
Do not Start even a kiss if you are with a fuck. Tongue.
Even if you're at their apartment in their bed, clothes are coming off. Start with no tongue.
Yeah.
Because then it gets to build up.
Yeah, exactly.
What and are it's we like, not getting?
Also, I feel like you really...
getting angry.
Also, you need to interchange with the tongue too. Yeah. Like, even if you're going from no tongue to tongue, once then, you're then on the back. Tongue, yeah, don't only do tongue. Tongue for like a few kisses and then a few regular ones and then a few tongue ones. Like, you know, you'll pick up the rhythm
guys
of it eventually.
Guys who do that, you can tell. They know what's up.
They fuck.
They fuck.
They fuck.
Period.
Guys that interchange tongue. Fuck.
Yeah. And like, also when you give me tongue, please don't try to lick my esophagus with your tongue.
Oh, yeah. No. Also, don't be like, number one, don't go too hard in the tongue. And number two, don't be a fucking dead fish with your tongue either. Don't just like plop it in my fucking mouth.
Ew.
And expect me to do like the work. Like,
sick. I'm having the perfect, like, PTSD flashbacks.
Right. From like bad kissers.
Yeah.
The best thing to do with the tongue is you both go in for tongue and basically like you like caress each other's tongues.
Yeah.
With your tongue. That's like the perfect French kiss. But like, that's how I've really always seen it. Like a little like a loop around the tongue.
The more gentle it is, the sensational and more
passionate.
If you're like that's disgusting. That's not going to turn me on. That's gross.
That happens. Like if you're like having a fucking, like you were saying, like a sloppy makeout at a bar, then yeah, if you want to get all sloppy and shit.
No, but if it's a guy or a girl that you like, you need to make them like horny when you kiss them. Like you need to try to like turn them on.
You want
to
like, exactly. Like, that's what I was saying.
You lick their dick, lick their mouth.
Right.
Or like,
never do that again in front of me. Oh my god.
Or
you said
that's not what I would ever do to a dick ever in my life. But I actually feel like it's more so for guys. Like if you are gentle and tasteful with the way you use your tongue, I feel like you're gonna be better at going down on me. Because you also know how to use that thing.
Yeah, like don't go in too hard. Don't go in too soft. Yeah, I mean, we're going into all different things. But yeah, long story short with the tongues.
Exactly. Chill the fuck out.
Chill out with the tongue.
You have to be like sensual with it. That's the only word I can use. Just like slowly put it in their mouth. And like,
I don't understand like also how like most... Because there's so many guys that just go directly in for the tongue and only do the tongue. God. And I just don't understand how they think it's enjoyable.
No.
Do they think it's enjoyable because that's all they know how to do? Like, I don't get it. Like, I just don't get how... Like, I feel like if I went directly in for the tongue with all the guys I make out with, like...
They would hate it.
Keyword, with all the men I make out with.
Yeah, you make out with a lot of men.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like that would just be like... Just like so like icky. Icky. Ew. Ick. That's an ick. A bad kiss is such a fucking ick.
Oh,
you could be really hitting it off with someone and then you guys have a bad makeout.
Oh my god, forget
bad
it.
Kiss.
Even if it's the best
done.
Sex you ever had in your life, if it's a bad kiss, it's ruined.
Oh, bodied.
Ruined. Absolutely bodied. Absolutely ruined. Okay. So we get it. Just chill out with the fucking tongue. Okay. Lip biting. I have had to like experience, well, not just to like, I've had a lot of guys try to bite my lip and
sometimes it's so
fail
awkward.
Epically and
so
make me so uncomfortable and hurt me.
Yeah, exactly.
Ow.
Yeah,
ow. You are biting me.
You're
sir.
Like really, it has to be,
you have to,
if
like,
you're
suck
doing
it.
Okay, yeah,
you have to like suck
okay,
it.
Okay, but may I say, okay, yes,
or like a little bite,
maybe a little suck, whatever. I will say, I forget who it was, but I remember I was somewhere in the midst of men. It was a long time ago. That's all I remember. But I would like make out with this guy who, like, I swear to God, would suction my bottom. Like he would bite it and it'd be like good. And then like he would go to do the little suck thing. But it would be like a fucking like this man was like, it felt like my fucking bottom lip was about to come off. Like sucking, like hickey
you obviously
on the bottom.
Didn't like it, right?
Fuck no!
Yeah,
fuck.
That sounds awful.
Jesus fucking Christ.
That sounds fucking awful.
No, I feel so passionately about the lip biting because, like you're saying, it needs to be like a gentle, good lip
bite.
Maybe a little suck.
If
like,
done correctly, that shit is hot.
It's hot, but it's done incorrectly 90% of
Once
the time.
Once again, it needs
it's hard
to
be
soft and sensational.
Yeah,
sensual. That's the word I keep trying
and
to say.
And sensational.
And sensational.
Sensual and sensational.
No, guys, like, you really cannot be biting the shit out of my... It fucking hurts.
It hurts.
And I might not tell you because I'm wildly uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if it's, like, a guy that you only made out with, like, once or twice. Like, you're not going to, like, you know, be like, could you chill out? Like, it shouldn't be awkward. Like, no. But, yeah, I feel like the key with lip biting in general is just, like you were saying, soft. It needs to be soft. We're not, don't make it soft to the point where, like, you're barely gripping the lip. But
see,
like,
where your guy made the mistake is that he sucked it, like, for too long.
Yeah, like, too long,
it should be
too hard.
Or, like, a little suck, and then you pull away, and then you keep making
it. Yeah,
and
then
like
you
normal.
Keep going. You know what?
Yeah, just throw it in there subtly.
Yeah. You know what I actually did not write on here on this, like, list of things, but could totally play into what we're talking about right now? Because you just said, little bite, little suck, pull away. I love in the middle of a makeout a little pause.
And a stare.
Little pause, little stare, maybe a little giggle, and then you're back into it.
If it's someone you're into.
Yeah, if it's someone you're into, that is so
or
fucking
if you're
cute.
Like, let's say you're making out like in like your bed, like in private. When you do that, you're like confirming we're both getting turned on.
Yeah.
Fuck right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, yeah, I love a little pull away, a little look, a little giggle. Like, oh my God, that's some cute shit. And it breaks it up. So you're not just like kissing, 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 kissing. Like,
yeah. Ew, I can't breathe. Like, okay, go. Literally. This next one, facial hair when kissing.
Okay, I mean, so here's the thing. Everybody feels differently about it. I don't really care. Personally.
I don't mind. I mean, I feel like I've probably made out with like one or two guys where it was like hurting me. It poked me. But other than that, usually I don't feel it or like care at all.
Men, use beard oil. It is a thing and it will help.
Yes, that's true.
That would be really nice.
It's usually men who take care of themselves that.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, the facial hair when kissing is not, the facial hair is a preference thing. Do you prefer to make out with a guy with facial hair or not? That also depends on the type of guy you're into, whatever. We had this discussion in another episode that I like hairy men.
We love a Brooklyn porn stash.
We love a porn stash. Like, I don't know. So I guess that's all up to personal preference. What do you like, if you were to choose facial hair and no facial hair, what's your like absolute preference?
You know I have two types. You know I love a baby face, scrawny, tall white boy.
Right.
And then I love either like an ethnic guy or just like a hairy Brooklyn man.
Yep.
Or a Brooklyn stash.
Yep.
Porn stash. I keep saying Brooklyn, but you know the type, dude. It's Williamsburg.
A Williamsburg porn stash man.
Go walk on Bedford Avenue in Williamsburg.
You'll see 10 of
them.
That's
my second type.
Right. That's my second type.
That's it. Go to a vintage store in Brooklyn and figure it out.
Right.
That's it. No, I... Oh.
Wait, you know what? Sorry. This is going to be like, did you see the TikTok that TikTok King posted where he's like, we're talking about
he's
Brooklyn
so
boys.
God damn fine.
Oh my God.
I
messaged him yesterday and I was like, because he posted that he was doing like a tattoo. And I was like, you still owe me my tattoo. And
he's
like,
mad.
I know. He's like, oh, absolutely. Anytime. And I was like,
me
when
too.
I get. You too. I go, when I get back from Europe, like 100%. And he's like, no, like he like adores you
I'm
too.
I'm going to hang out with him while you're in Europe. Can you
You're
going to
get, I look at your story, you're getting tattooed by TikToking.
You should text him and be like, come over tonight, babe, while you're in Europe. And he shows up and it's me.
Be like, surprise, you're on Gin and Toxic.
You're my co-host this week.
Right. But he was like, oh yeah, like 100% when you get back, whatever. Nobody posted a TikTok. And okay, so TikTok King does not live in Brooklyn, but he gives Brooklyn vibes.
Oh my, does he live in LES?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, same fucking
same
shit.
Vibe. LES and Brooklyn are like same vibes.
No, not but, him, but in general.
It just reminded me, he posted this video, he looked hot as fuck. And he was like painting his nails and it like said, do you know what I don't know if you saw the video,
I
but.
I didn't see it. Oh,
you need to
yes,
watch it.
I did.
He's like, because I fuck. He's yeah. like, it's just.
You sent it to me.
Yes, I think I did because I was like. God, he looks so fuck. I just can't like.
That's fucked.
I look
up.
Like I fuck. Cause you do, King. I would know. You do fuck. King.
It's fucked up. This man is like.
He's so fucked.
A work of fucking art.
He's so fun.
I just love
a
tattoos.
A few of you guys have figured out who he is too. He's all about it though. He thinks it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
So
it's fine.
Shout out TikTok King.
I love tattoos.
I. Oh my God. tattoos are such a turn on.
You know what? Guys with leg tattoos. Like Jeff has one now.
Thigh tattoos.
Jeff be looking fine.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Oh, neck tattoo. Bitch, don't even get me fucking started.
I said thigh tattoos, but neck tattoos. Yes. A thigh tattoo, like, yes, crush my head, King. Like, oh. Okay. Stop going to the mic.
That was horrible. And we might have to cut it. Anyway, you're not going to cut it. Anyway,
I'm not going to cut it. Absolutely, absolutely not. Anyways.
I've been holding Bubbles this entire fucking episode.
Mr. Bubbles, he's get it
doing
right.
It for me today. I know.
Olivia is, or no, Bella is, I keep fucking mixing the names up. She's in there somewhere. You know what we could talk about? Because under neck kissing, I wrote hickeys. I think that if you're giving a hickey on the neck, like, are we in middle school? Come on, let's get over it. I think a little once in a blue moon, a sexy little hickey on your tit or something.
Especially if you're, like, seeing each other.
If you're seeing each other, yeah. But, like, I feel like
if
hickeys are, like,
if you're hooking up with the girl and it's, like, a one-time type of thing, or if you're just, like, fuck buddies, don't give her a fucking hickey.
Absolutely not. If it's someone that you're seeing for a while and it's a mutual thing and you're going to... Hickeys are, in my opinion, hickeys are meant to be hidden. First of all, I think hickeys are very middle school.
I don't
but
like
if you're,
them.
Yeah, I don't like them. But if you're going to do them, do it with a person that you've been with for a minute.
A lot of my coworkers come in with
on
hickeys.
I'm like, your tits.
What are you doing?
I feel like it's not even enjoyable to get, like, a hickey. The only way to be enjoyable to get hickeys is if they're, like, sucking around your boob.
I love a boob suck.
I love a boob suck.
Does something
I have to
for
be
me.
Careful whenever I hook up with a new guy because of the nipple piercings. I have to, like, tell him, like, if he's gonna suck on my boobs, be like, yeah, like, do it, but just be careful because I don't want them
be
to
sensual.
Fucking suck shit.
Be sensual.
Be sensual.
Lick it.
Little lick, little suck.
Yeah. Gorgeous. You know what's a good move? Talking about neck kissing and ears kissing, whatever ears. Like, if you, like, lick up the neck.
I do, bitch. I do that. The key.
Before you suck their dick,
kiss,
they can get a
kiss.
Taste.
You kiss from the lips down the neck, and then you lick back up, nibble on the ear, back to the lips.
You.
It's like the triangle.
You gotta trademark that.
It's the triangle,
it's
people.
The G&T triangle.
The G&T triangle.
That would be the G&T triangle.
The G&T triangle. We need a better name.
There's another triangle as well. It's when you go from the left ball to the right ball, back to the
to the shaft.
Or the tip.
Yeah.
Anyways, that was
moving along.
Too much. Okay. So,
also, yeah, when you're about to go give a little blowy, you have to kiss from the lips, kiss down the chest.
Oh yeah,
that's what I do. I kiss from the lips.
Do you normally suck dick with the guy laying down?
Yeah.
And you're over him. Yeah, that's like.
Well, it depends. I've done. That's mostly. What I do.
That's mostly what I do too.
That's
but
like
I
comment,
love getting on my knees.
I was just
I want
say
a guy
too.
To tell me to get
you
on
know
my
what
knees.
I like doing sometimes too. If I'm laying on the bed, like on my stomach, and he's standing at the edge of the bed. Ugh. Like leaning, like, you know, he's like,
I
over
thought
bed.
You were gonna say you're laying down and he's like face fucking you.
No, I can't, like,
dude, that
I don't
shit is
like
too much.
No, I can't do a face fuck. Don't like it.
Don't mind me vomiting on your
no,
dick.
No, literally, really I will vomit on your dick. I will. No hesitation. Don't face fuck me.
Okay. We have touched on this before, but kissing during sex. All right. I have mixed emotions about it. Like I said, and I'll say it again. In missionary, it's the move.
Yeah.
In any other position, just tell me I'm a slut. Let's skip that.
Yeah. Well, it has to, once again, as we've talked, this entire episode could be summed up by saying, like, everything has to be
tasteful.
Sensual and tasteful.
Yeah.
Like,
if it feels right, like.
Yeah. And also, like, I think it depends on the type of kissing that you're doing with, like, it depends on who it's with. If it's with your, like, boyfriend, then obviously, like, I like a nice, like, sensual, like, passionate kiss, like,
or like a guy you're into.
Yeah. You know what, when you're actually, like, it's great, like, you know, start off and anything. If you're, like, really fucking though, like, don't try to make out with me while you're, like, trying to, like,
railing me.
Like, if you're having, like, a slow, like, sensual, like, you know, a slow and sensual,
it's nice when
bone
when, like, you're first starting to fuck and he starts off slow and he gives you some kisses and then he stops and he just goes bang!
Boom. Into yeah. it. In between, I just think it's like a little, like, if you're just like fucking and they're like keep trying to kiss you in the middle of the fucking, like yeah. when you slow down is when the kissing should happen.
Yeah, let me focus on getting fucked for a second. Thank yeah. you.
Then again, that might just be us because we're whores. But anyways,
that's true.
True. We would like to hear everybody else's opinion. Thank
you. Aggressive kissing versus soft kissing.
Yeah. So this is one of those things, once again, that it has to be right in the middle. I have been
both. Well,
yeah, both. Yeah. I've been, it's a, once again, it depends. Yeah, on, like if we're like really like having like a rough sex moment, an aggressive kiss is like yeah. really hot and steamy and passionate. Also a nice delicate kiss during something a little slower.
Or like if and you're then at a bar in with general, a guy, there's no need to like, you know, suck his face off, dude.
Yeah.
Like there's no
I've kissed guys where I felt like they weren't even kissing me back because they were like too soft. And then I also kissed guys where they thought they were literally Christian Grey.
Eating my face.
Yeah.
Eating my fucking face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, no. So you need, once again, with that, like it's just like you need a happy medium. Like
I'm pretty too soft much of an
like an aggressive kiss honestly fucking sucks.
Ew, it's gross.
Because it's just like you like keep like fucking like moving back because you're trying like I just like read the room.
I hate when
if you're
like
making out with a girl
you.
Exactly if you're making yeah. out with a girl and all of a sudden her head is like fucking looking up like to Guam, then maybe you should back up a little bit
and if you're like in public or like unless you know you're about to fuck like any other like any normal makeout, it's got to be like more on the slow side, I think, because mm-hmm. then it's like more sensational. But
the amount of times we have said sensual and sensational
make
in this
like an
episode,
edit of me saying it.
Like ding, 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 ding,
yeah.
ding.
I mean, but it's like perfect. It's like
it is the perfect word. Describing word, though. Yeah.
And tasteful, I suppose, too. But like then because then if you normally kiss like more on the slow side, let's say you hang out with a guy like 5 times before you fuck, which couldn't be you.
Couldn't be. Thank you for reminding everybody, Lily.
You're welcome. And I'm not saying I'd be any better. I'm just saying.
You enable it, though. I was going on my date with Harry, and I was like, yeah, we're going on a date. You go, you're going on a dick appointment with a steak.
Yeah. Well, it was. That
Lily's
was
an enabler.
That was fucking true, bitch. And you did. So.
It was. And guess what? Now we're going to Central Park this week with a picnic blanket and some Prosecco. So did it work? Yeah, it did.
I just like.
Because I give the good
I feel like
toppy.
If you period. If you make it more on the slow side, then when you are actually about to fuck, if you turn it on a little more and you're aggressive, it's like ooh. Special and it's spicier.
Yeah.
Because they're especially
because now you're getting into it and it's like kind of like a surprise.
Yeah,
you're like,
especially
oh.
if the girl like what's the word I'm looking for? Instigates. That's not a word.
Oh, I
instigate. Is that not a word?
No, it's not. What? Oh my god! Fuck!
I just make myself sound so dumb.
Initiates.
Instigate.
Oh my god! I was like, that's not the word,
it.
But I know exactly what you're
like,
talking.
Like, if you're the one that like you get on top of him, you straddle him, and you start fucking kissing him.
Yeah.
As like that, like telling him, I want to fuck.
Right.
That's hot.
Telling him I'm trying to fuck.
That's hot, dude. Okay. Eye contact before after.
But eye contact. Okay, so the next thing is eye contact in general. Don't look at me while we're kissing.
The eye contact before like a first kiss with a guy that you like is so good.
Yeah, good eye contact. We literally were just saying when you're kissing and then you pull away and you do a little stare and then you go back
into it. Let us demonstrate.
Always kiss your homies goodnight.
Imagine I just go, let us demonstrate. And we immediately just start. They would be like, whoa.
That would be a way to get viewership up.
That would be good.
That would be
Brian.
Good. Brian.
We're listening.
Brian.
Our manager.
Give us fucking.
Our manager.
Yeah. Our manager
our
now.
Our manager.
I mean, he is technically. I'm technically your manager, but then Brian's mine. So like he's like both of our managers. Brian took you under his wing.
That's
he
my mommy, you. My manager, my bestie, my co-host.
Brian.
Arguably my girlfriend.
Right. Platonic girlfriend.
We do be kissing.
Oh, so the reason I said eye contact, not during, obviously, I feel like it's a given. Don't
close
your eyes when you're making out. But you want to know what's so funny is... In Matt James' season of The Bachelor, he got roasted in like the final rose thing because people kept making comments throughout the season how he would make out with girls with his eyes open.
That's so weird.
He like took it like a champ though. When they called him out on it, he was like laughing hysterically, and he's like, I know, like people keep roasting me for that. Like, and I'm sure obviously he doesn't, I would assume he doesn't do it now. But it was so funny because I thought I was the only one that recognized it. I was like, why does this man keep making out with his eyes open?
Maybe he was like more nervous because he was on camera. And I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But then they brought it up in the final rose and it was like a huge joke thing. But yeah, so obviously I think it's a given, guys. But don't be opening your eyes.
Close your eyes. In the middle of a makeup. Awkward. Forehead kisses, Christina. You really wrote that down. You're so soft.
I wrote down forehead kisses because... I don't be given forehead kisses unless you want to be romantically involved with that person. If a man's giving me a forehead kiss that I really like that's like daddy, like that's like, don't, no, we're not doing forehead kisses unless like that's like boyfriend material.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote that down. Long story short, yeah. You know what's funny is I wrote down at the end of this, listen, guys, it's really not that serious.
Yeah,
it definitely is, though. No, I take back what I said. It's not so serious. It is, because if you don't know how to kiss.
The make or break.
Yeah. Also, if you don't know how to kiss, I'm going to assume, like, if you're a bad kisser, I'm going to assume you don't know how to fuck, and then I just don't want to be involved.
Well, you no, that's, I think they go hand in hand, babe.
They go very hand in hand.
I mean, like.
Like, what if you can't have the same rhythm and coordination with me on your kiss? Then how are you going to coordinate the fucking rhythm in the bedroom? Like, you're not.
And being, like, in bed with the guy, like, the first step to foreplay is, like, the makeout, right? If that doesn't go well.
Even what makes you think the rest of it will go well?
Even if he can, like, go down on you like never before, that's just going to give me the it, like...
The makeout's going to give me the ick. I probably won't come.
Yeah. No, it's sorry. So true. And, like, the makeout, like, literally can, like, turn me on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, make me wet.
Oh, my God. There have been, like, multiple times where I'm making out with a guy and he's so good at making out. Yeah, and I'm like,
don't even eat me out. Just fuck me right now.
Yeah, like, let's just get into it.
Like, literally fuck me right now.
I love that.
It's so true.
It is true.
It's so true.
There have been a few times where, like, like I was like so horny and they'll like go down on me and I love it, but then I'm like, just get the fuck up here and fuck me. Like I just want a dick. Yeah. Fuck me. Okay, yeah. So kissing story. Do you have like any like
I know
good or bad kissing stories? I mean, right off the bat, one of the first things that comes to mind for me is this one guy that I used to see. He literally, I've had great kissers and I've had really bad kissers. Like like I said earlier in the episode, my best kisser was my most recent ex. I really have nothing bad. You know, it's so funny because honestly, we're very transparent on the show. If I had something bad to say about one of my exes, like in the bedroom, we would have said it. But he was thoroughly like the best sex I've ever had and the best kisser. Like he was like just a very great boyfriend. Overall, and that's why like I don't really share any animosity towards him. But in terms of... Right. And got a little bit rough.
Not your best work. Not your best work.
But my worst, I just remember right away, one of my worst kisses was this guy who was too aggressive with the kiss. And I literally used to say like he would kiss like Christian Grey because
this reminded me of a guy.
Yeah.
As well.
He was just like way too like grabbing my face during a makeout, but not in like a sexy, like taking control way, like in a he really thought he was doing something and he wasn't. And it was just really weird. Oh. And it was way too passionate.
Before the long-term relationship that I was in, I've discussed this before, I had a hoe phase. We know this.
We've discussed.
God damn, Christina. What the fuck was that?
Oh my God.
Just scared the tits out of me.
My laptop charger, somehow I unplugged it with my feet and it like slithered across my bed like a snake and it scared the shit out of me.
Dude, that's triggering.
Whoopsies.
Anyway, yes, had my whole phase. It was great. But I was actually hooking up this guy from my hometown who, if you're from my hometown, you're never going to guess who it is. So don't even fucking try, okay? If you want to know, message me. It's fine. But, this guy was just so aggressive in every aspect of the world. And you know what's funny is like I knew I was friends with him for years. And this girl that he used to get with like years before I got with him. We're not friends anymore in the slightest. But she told me, she was like, yeah, he's like a little too much in the bedroom. Like he gets aggressive and whatever. Like not like scary aggressive, but just like too much. Like not sensual or sensational. But I was like, oh, that was years ago. Like, I'm sure he'll be better, whatever. And he was like so much older than me. I'm like, surely he knows what he's doing, right? I go to his apartment and like we're hanging out. We start kissing. And then he just gets so aggressive, like just so much tongue. So much is happening. And like he's like sweating. It's gross. Like, ew. We're not even fucking yet, dude. Like,
and he's like,
no, he's like fucking, fucking.
That might have been
it was
an awful. Even greater sound than the grapefruit. Whatever the fuck that noise that you just made.
It was, we were talking about it at Rin Tin Tin the other day.
What?
When Jeff posted that boomerang. From Lord of the Rings. What's his name?
Boomerang from Lord of the Rings?
No, when Jeff posted that boomerang and his hand looked like gum. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know his name. But
how do I not know his name? I just rewatched Lord of the Rings recently. Fuck. Gollum. Anyway.
Wait, how does that
sound? Oh, because I sounded like him. I'm sorry. It's giving Gollum. It's giving
precious. Gollum.
My precious.
It's so strange to hear you making like a weird noise like that because usually it's me.
Yeah, it is.
And now it's
no,
you.
But when I tell you when this guy was trying to get with me, he was giving Gollum. Like, he was giving
my precious.
No, and you know what's fucked up about me is, like, right when we started making out, I should have been like, no, I'm not. Like, I'm not. But, like,
yeah,
he didn't make
it's
me feel pressured by
sometimes,
any means.
Though.
He did not make me feel pressured by any means. Like, we're actually still good friends to this day. He's a great guy. But, like, I should have pulled out right then and there. But, no, I chose not to, Christina, and it was some of the worst sex I've ever had in my life. This man made me bleed.
Sometimes, oh, that's not good.
I know.
Probably because you weren't wet
I'm
enough.
I'm so sorry
you're probably
that is graphic.
No.
I wasn't wet at all.
I was going to say, you were probably so turned off that it was probably, you know what I just saw?
He was like,
you know what I saw on Twitter the other day? This girl was like, it's so embarrassing when a guy says, oh my God, you're so tight. And it's like, I have bad news for you. Because usually when you're like uncomfortably tight during sex, it's because you're not turned on and you're not wet.
Yeah.
Like a guy being like, oh, you're so tight. But like if you're trying to like, but sometimes.
I mean, I am very tight.
I am too. Tight pussy club.
I'm so small.
It's just so hard having such a wet, tight pussy.
That's like literally me like flirting with guys. No, but I'm totally the girl when I'm single. I'll be at a bar. Like if I'm like flirting, I'm like, wait, let me see. Like, do you want to see how small my hands are? They're
no! Wow, your hands are really small.
They are really small.
Oh, Lily has a baby hand.
No, I literally have baby hands. And I'm like, yeah, you know what else is small? Anyway, so like, what do you do for a living? Like, literally, I am actually that girl. Oh,
you
also,
know what
favorite pickup line. Wait, you've never been with a redhead before?
That would work on me with a guy.
Yo, Owen Hunt, Grey's Anatomy. Like, some redheads can fucking
Get it. What's his other name?
I could never fuck.
What's the guy? The guy from Riverdale. The guy that plays Archie. What's his name?
Oh, I don't know.
Fuck,
but
what's
he
his
is
name?
So
he's so
goddamn fine. I would never, ever, ever, ever even kiss a redheaded man except for him because he has like a dark. It's like an auburn.
I was gonna say, is he? Is he?
I think it's fake.
I think
honest.
It is fake.
But I don't care what it is.
But it looks so good.
I don't care what it is, baby. Give it to me.
It's so good on him.
Wait, how did I even like get?
You were talking about your really bad. Kiss.
Oh, and then I was,
and the guy was like, on
yeah,
your face.
It was absolutely awful. But I really do that though to guys at bars with a hand.
That's hilarious.
I love
you know
making
what
myself sound just like a little slut.
Oh yeah, no, I do that too. Absolutely. You know what I actually?
I'm a little
oh my
bit
God.
Of a pick me girl.
You know
sometimes.
What line you want to know?
If there's no other girls around, like I would never be a pick me girl. Like when there's other girls around.
Yeah. Oh.
But when I'm alone, like, I'm such
oh yeah,
a
I'm a
pick
me.
I'm speaking my truth once again,
I'm
bitch.
A pick me. I don't like Starbucks. They're basic things, like basic girls.
Sips my Starbucks.
Right, as I'm drinking my
coffee. Oh, I love basic shit.
Oh, we this is like the third episode we have brought this up in, where we're like, we love basic things.
I love basic
things. So what? No, but you know what I was going to say that I said the other day? I've been like really trying to like improve my flirting game. And I was texting Mr. St. Pete. And we were texting, and one of the things that I said was, we were like talking about like seeing each other and everything, and I was like, I go, yeah, I actually think that I blatantly said on my podcast that I was this close to coming to Boston just to be in your bed. So I said to him, and he was like, oh. And I was like, yep,
it's true.
It is true. I spoke no lies. Lily's trying to set up something with Mr. St. Pete for my birthday, and I don't know what it is. I have an idea.
Christina's like, birthday, you guys, is oh my god, it's less than a month away.
When we when I get back from Europe, like I said, we said earlier in the episode, our first episode when I get back from Europe, like in real time, is going to be on June 1st, and my birthday is on June 3rd. So when we record on the 30th,
Friday you get back is your birthday, bitch.
Yeah, I can't believe that I'm turning 23, guys. Ah! Gemini season.
I kind of hate that we're turning 23. That actually makes me one of them.
I said that to my life coach the other day, and you know, she's 60, and she was like, oh, you're so old. I go, yeah, Andrea, I'm losing all the collagen in my face.
I just feel like once you're like 23, that's when you're like fucking in your 20s.
Right. You're like, oh my God. I still think I'm like 17 sometimes. Like sometimes I wake up and I'm like, I live in a New York City high rise.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be paying rent.
At least, like, you fucking...
Oh, never mind. What?
I was going to get depressing. You're successful, so it's okay. I'm 23. What am I at?
You're successful in your own way.
All I only have is this bear.
And here's the thing. I'm not stupid and not oblivious to the fact that I had a quote-unquote expedited process of success.
Yeah.
It took a long time, but I also started from a super young age.
I saw someone post something about Emma Chamberlain going to the Met Gala that made me think of you. They go,
oh no,
if only my depressed 17-year-old ass just posted about it on the internet. And I was like, fuck,
that's Christina. Yeah. She did that. But yeah, no, I mean, everybody, like, it's very uncommon for somebody in their early 20s to like have it figured out. Like, I'm in a very like unique situation. And I'm like super grateful about it.
You're still figuring things out.
Like, oh my god, I'm still figuring it
like
out.
Like a normal
20
year old, but you just have the funds to help you do so.
Yeah.
And I love that for you. I get to be a part of it.
I was gonna say, you
so
love it for
I'm
you.
I'm not mad.
I just bought you $100 vibrator.
I was more so talking about this, but that's also true. I was like, talking about the fucking $1,000 fucking shit we got.
Oh, yeah. All right, guys. So really quickly on Twitter, I decided like super last minute I was going to tweet and be like, if anybody has any kissing stories that they want to share, like, let me know. And I got a bunch of responses. So I'm going to read like one or two quickly just because they'll go into the episode and they're funny. This girl goes, I was hanging out with this kid and we would start to make out and he would lick my entire tongue and lips. I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? Licking the lips.
That's disgusting.
No, I'm like reading this DM because this girl goes, she goes, my first kiss was with this dude who I was basically obsessed with. And he knew it was my first kiss and he still tried to French kiss me. And I was like, I don't know how to do that. And this dude looked me dead in the eyes. And I quote, he said, it's like licking the icing off a cupcake. It's been 2 years I got the ick and still haven't recovered. She goes, also in hindsight, he was ugly too. He had absolutely no business trying to be smooth like that. Still to this day, don't know how he gets so many bitches.
Oh my God. What the fuck?
It's like licking the icing off a cupcake. I mean, honestly, I see where that analogy could come from, but I could also see myself getting the ick so easily from a sentence like that.
Don't look at a girl in the eye and say, like, if you want to say that as a joke to your friends, that's funny. But
right.
Like, what are you doing?
It's like licking icing off a cupcake. This girl said, I was at a party and I made out with this guy who was so much taller than me. It was so weird. I literally remember the angle being weird. I don't know how I ended up outside kissing this man, but I will never forget the sound our teeth made when we kissed. The clank.
Oh, that's awful, dude. Oh, that is awful.
Anyway, this one says, I went on a date with a guy back in sophomore year of high school, and we were waiting outside. Then he started to lean in, and I went to lean in, and he ended up completely missing my mouth and put his entire mouth on my nose. Sorry, I'm dying.
My first kiss when I was 10 years old, we hit noses the first time we tried.
Yeah, no, that's rough. All right, so that was some of, like, your guys' kissing stories. Just wanted to throw that in at the end, make it a little interesting. Everybody has their own good, bad, whatever kissing stories. We want to hear from you guys. Make sure to DM us on Instagram or tweet us. Let us know any of your kissing stories. Always love hearing them. Good story, bad story. And if you have any tips or tricks about kissing that you want to share with us, then let us know. Maybe we'll, like, post about it and share it with everybody else if it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
All right, let's do toxic confessions, people. Let's get into it.
Did you screenshot any?
No, of but I got not. But I got so many in my Instagram DMs. I'm just going to scroll through.
It's so hot in here.
It is. Number one, me and Lily were kind of like discussing this earlier because one of my good friends DM'd me and was like, oh, like, what do you mean by toxic confession? Whatever, like, is new to the show. And I explained to him everything. And he said that he randomly checks his ex's Spotify account and sometimes will play the same song that she's playing to, like, try to get her to, like, recognize that. You know, it has, like, the like at the side, like, bar, like, what your friends are listening to and stuff. And I was cracking up that he DM'd this to me. And then I told Lily that when me and my ex broke up, I would check his Spotify playlist to see if he added any new songs to his playlist to see if they were, like, sad songs.
That's arguably worse.
It is worse. I would be like, what's he, like, if he,
what
like.
What the fuck do you think he's listening to? Like, fucking Ed Sheeran?
I don't know. I was hoping so. This girl goes, I'm speaking to a guy and he said he's in an open relationship, but I'm pretty sure he made that up as an excuse to cheat, but I'm still planning for him to come over and hook up anyways. She goes, yeah, he might be lying, but I don't give a fuck. Basically.
Yeah, he might be lying, but I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. He wants to lie, he can lie.
Oh my God, that's so fun. I love when you, like, know a guy is lying and he thinks he's being so smooth. And, like, first of all, you don't even care that he's lying. And it's so funny.
Wait, this girl said, in order to understand what his type was, I went on every girl's profile that he follows and checked which posts he liked from them. So this girl was like, I need to figure out this guy's type. And
then my toxic trait is, like, even if I've done this to, like, people's boyfriends, like, I've done this, like, for Hannah with Iman and shit. Like, I do this. I look at who they're, like,
oh, yeah, I know.
And especially, like, I'm talking about, like, famous girls, like, models and celebrities. To see their type slash just to be like to me, if you're, it's a fine if you're following girls if it's, like, tasteful. Like, if you follow, like, Zendaya and, like,
if you're following, like, a shit ton of, like, Insta baddies,
I'm, like, talking
the
about
the summer,
like,
rays of the world.
Yes, like,
gotta
only
go.
Fan girls.
Yeah,
no. Not that I have anything against those girls, but
no, it's like we support them. We are for the girls.
I can follow them,
but I would imagine, like, getting really uncomfortable. Obviously, it's like. Like, if I were to check, like, my boyfriend's following list, like, I honestly, I don't really care who my boyfriend follows, but if it's, like, a pattern that he's following, like, all these, like.
Not even boyfriend, though, Christina. If I meet a guy, if we go on one date, let's say.
Oh, yeah, it's like a red flag.
It's a huge red flag to me.
Totally.
But if he's following, like, I don't give a fuck if he's following, like, you know, Ariana Grande and, like, a bunch of beautiful women.
Yeah.
That's totally fine if it's, like, tasteful. But if you're just following, like, mad naked girls, dude, that's such
red flag. Huge red flag.
You're just like a horny little fuck.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Now you can kiss with more confidence, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Let us know if you use our tips and tricks. Let us know, like we said earlier, if you have any tips or tricks for us, we would love to hear it at Gin Toxic Podcast on Instagram.
Yeah, like if you've ever, like, kissed someone and done something and they're like,
yeah,
I want to know.
We want to know all about it. We love hearing the juicy details of your life. Didn't you say some girl DM you the other day and was like, hey, like, I'm tripping balls right now, but I wanted you to know, or
you
something.
Guys, your whoever
DMs
this girl is,
so
this girl
funny.
Literally DM me at like 2 a.m. I see all your messages. I can't answer all of them, but I see them all.
Oh, yeah, me too.
This girl goes, I'm tripping balls on shrooms right now, and I just want you to be a part of it with, like, rainbow emojis. And I go, girl, have the best time. Be so safe. I love you so much.
And she was like, oh, I'm great. I was like,
there's
perfect.
This one girl on Twitter who she's been like a fan of mine for like a really long time. So like I recognized her right away. But she like DM'd us and tweeted us like, I'm going on a first date tonight. And then she's like, I'm going on another date. And she's been like, even like if I can't reply to her, she's been like tweeting us other day, giving us like the updates of
how
it's going
group
on.
Chat we're in these with these two college girls. I always answer them.
No.
Wait, this is a different one than the one I thought we were in. No, this is just one girl, but she's fucking hilarious. She's in college.
Oh my god.
And she's always doing some toxic shit, dude. She'll be like, oh my god, I'm
when's
going to
the
a
last
party.
Time she sent a message so I can see if I could find it.
She sent us a message last night at 10:30 and goes, I'm celebrating a birthday with my friend tonight. My work crush is going to be there, but also another cute guy I've been talking to. Should I be toxic? And I go, of course.
Of course.
And she goes, okay, I just got home. It's 4:30 a.m. and I was toxic as fuck.
I love that.
I was like, hell yeah.
Spill the tea.
Like, I want to know everything.
Anyways, all right, yeah, let's wrap this up, people. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We're going to start posting way more TikToks and Reels and just all that stuff. Yeah. And we're almost at 20K on Instagram.
Do we love it? We love it.
Yeah, come on, 20K Instagram. Also, let's get to 10K on Twitter. On TikTok. Yeah, get Lily to 10K. More importantly, get Gin and Toxic to 20K, Lily to 10K.
Help me.
How many are you away?
Like 400, 500.
Oh my God, that's easy money, dude.
Come on. Post an ad, Christina.
I will. I'll do it directly after this. We're going to get Lily. I think this episode isn't going up until the 18th.
Post a grid photo of my ass right now.
If you like what you see, you can follow for more.
Yep. I would hit 10K tonight.
I post a picture of us kissing, and I'm like,
get Lily
go
to 10K.
Follow my, yeah.
Get Lily to 10K.
Hashtag get Lily to 10K.
Charlie, my friend, Charlie, love you. He was going to make t-shirts.
Yes.
I was like, that's a little sad. I don't want to do that.
It's a little sad. But it would be hilarious if he created like a fake mock-up that we could post on the Gin and Toxic page and be like new merch.
Well, when I hit 10K, I do want to throw a party that's called like Christina's Flop Era.
Yep.
And because I'm coming for the throne. Like I'm only like
that shirt that
400,000 followers
that
away.
That shirt you sent me on Instagram earlier that says Flop Era. I should buy it and wear it to your Christina's Flop Era party.
It's not a Lily 10K party. It's a Christina Flop Era party. Don't get it twisted.
That's what we should throw instead of the Gin and Toxic.
I'm gonna walk in here when I hit 10K and be like, Paige, you better be careful. I don't know.
Watch your back,
Paige. I know you're all over Pinterest, but I'm coming for you.
I'm coming. We actually, this girl, me and Paige ran into on the subway yesterday, was sitting across from us. And then she was like, oh my God, are you Paige? And she was like, yeah. And she was like, oh my God, I love you. Blah, blah, blah. And she was like, oh my God, I've been binge watching your Rome vlogs because I'm going to Rome in 3 weeks. And
you were like, same.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Like, we were talking and Paige was telling the girl how we're going to Italy, whatever. But it was funny because Paige is like, it's just crazy to me how, like, I always forget that, like, people could still watch us. She's like, my Rome vlogs I uploaded like 3-4 years ago, and this girl is just now binge
watching
them.
I watch people's old videos sometimes.
Oh no, I love watching old videos.
Paige is like the ideal. Well, both of you, obviously, like you're the ideal influencers / YouTubers to meet because you're actually nice.
Yeah.
When people fucking say something to you,
I don't think so far that I've ever had like an incident or something where like a fan has said online or said to anybody that like I was rude or anything.
No,
luckily,
because when people
because like I don't think I am at all.
If you go up to Christina
nice.
In public, she'll be like, oh my God, thank you so much for coming up to me. Like that's so like even when we were at the Jane on Sunday, remember that TikToker I pointed out and I was like,
yes,
you know her. Well, when you were in the bathroom, she walked by me and I looked at her and I was like, oh my God, I love your TikTok. Like so cool to meet you. Like whatever. Like because I'm fucking nice. I'm not like fangirling, but like I love your TikTok. Like I have a famous podcast too, bitch.
Don't even tell me.
You don't know
who
I am.
Super rude.
She was like, thanks, and kept walking.
Ew.
I was like, you're not even remotely big.
Oh my God.
She's like, not even. She has like,
did I tell 100K. You about that girl? This girl. Oh my God. I forget what she goes by, but you would recognize her. I'll find her on TikTok later. She does like New York City recommendation videos. And apparently one of Paige's friends did a Rumble class with the girl, and she was like doing everything she could to like make it known that she was in the room, and everyone's like, bitch, nobody knows who you are.
If like, someone came up, well, the one time that girl came up to me at work and was like, I love your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, like, do you want to take a picture or something? Like, yeah. I was just like, so nice. Like, it's not that fuck, or just be like, thank you so much, because like, you're not fucking Ariana Grande, dude. You are not that fucking famous. Like, the fact that I'm even recognizing you, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, I could have let her walk by, but I was like a few drinks in. I never understood.
Like, I don't care like how big I get. Like, you are the way you are because of your, because of the fans and because of the people
also
that,
that event we went to Sunday at the Jane was a private event, invite only.
Yeah.
Bitch, I got invited too. You don't know who I am.
Yeah, you don't know who the fuck I am.
You do not know who I am. I'm not anyone that important, but you don't know that.
You don't know that. Yeah. I mean, those fucking, those
Serena,
guys that
Serena
I.
Serena Kerrigan's birthday party too?
Yes.
They didn't know who we were.
Right.
I mean, everyone was nice, but like some people were just like a little standoffish.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not Sophia.
Not Sophia, our queen that we're having in the show. Blah.
Yeah.
Also, didn't you talk to Charles at Serena? We met Charles at Serena's. He was so cute.
Charles Gross. You guys, the TikToker that goes.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. And like, he has all the Birkins. Okay, I was standing next to him. We were both waiting to order at the bar. What am I going to do? Not say something to him?
Oh, yeah, no.
And he was so nice. I was like, hey, sorry to bother you. I just like love your content and you make me so happy. And he was like, thank you so much. Like, he was so appreciative
and
nice.
He's so sweet.
Because he probably knew, oh, I don't know this girl. Like, she could be anyone. Like,
right.
Whatever. I'm not, it's not like a fan event. Like, it's not like I'm like some fucking random girl from the street. Like, I obviously have some sort of like credential.
And even if you were, like, I said, your fans make you who you are. So, like, why wouldn't you be like, nice and at least like not a thanks, just be like, oh my God, thank you so much, I really appreciate it.
Like, make it seem like you're remotely happy that they're saying something to you.
Yeah, like the people that get annoyed by that, it's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, what are we doing? And like, just because, I don't know, I think people like view fans as like below them, but like some of your fans might be like surgeons or fucking like teachers.
Fuck
like
knows?
Just because they're not like a famous influencer doesn't mean they're less credible as a human being.
Like, that's why me and Paige were talking about recently that like we just haven't been enjoying influencer events as we used to because so many influencers now feel so entitled.
It's the TikTokers, Christina.
I can't even tell you the amount
of TikTokers.
It's the TikTokers. The amount of influencer events we've been to, and like I could name names, I'm not going to on the show, but where me and Paige have like gone to an event, we try to talk to them, try to mingle, they want nothing to do with us until after the event they see our Instagrams and our YouTube channels and stuff and see that we have like hundreds of thousands of followers, and then they DM us, oh my God, it was so great meeting you last night, blah, 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 like all this stuff, and it's just like, what, so great meeting you last night, you like wanted nothing to do with me last night, that's bullshit. But
so
now
weird.
You see my following and now you see that I have an audience and you're like,
I swear,
let me hop on that. Like,
we're going to talk about this. Stay tuned in our episode with Sophia.
Influencer culture.
The
we need to get her take on this.
The issue with the TikTokers is it's because they blew up overnight. They don't know how to fucking act.
They don't know how to act.
Christina had that gradual build of like getting followers over like a long period of time. Like, you had a few videos that blew up, but still, I mean, you had
I was not an overnight sensation.
I think the issue with these influencer events these days, and even, like, Serena Kerrigan's birthday party, everyone was so nice, but, like, it was weird vibes with some people because it's just, like, they don't know how to act because they literally blew up overnight.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, like, Serena, for example, did not blow up overnight. Like,
yeah,
she
no,
blew up kind of quickly during quarantine, but, like, she still has like a steady, you know, it wasn't like one video changed her fucking life. That's how it is with a lot of these people.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't even blame them for not knowing how to act, but you certainly don't need to be like rude.
Exactly. Like, it's a learning process, but still, like, you don't need to.
You're not above anyone, dude.
Like, you're if you're a dick, you're a dick. Like, I don't think it matters if you blew up overnight or if you had a gradual thing. Because some people did have a gradual growth and they are still assholes. Like,
if
you're an asshole, you're an asshole.
Christina's fucking hesitant to tell people she's an influencer.
Yeah, because we get such a bad rep because everybody thinks we're so entitled.
Yeah, when these TikTokers are like, yeah, I'm a TikToker and I'm fucking so famous. And I got invited to Coachella.
I tell people that I'm a podcaster. I feel like it sounds better and it's not a lie. Like, you know, and then if they want, like I tell them that I'm a podcaster and then they could go to my page and check out my shit and whatever. Like,
yeah,
whatever. But yeah,
Wow. We said we were going to tangent. We said we were going to conclude this episode and then we went
I don't
on
even
a
know how that started, but we spit facts.
We did. And we're going to discuss it even more. We're literally this is one of two episodes that we're recording today.
Yeah, oh my god, we got to go.
Yeah, we're recording tonight with Sophia.
I need
She's
do
great.
My hair.
Yeah. All right, guys. Love you so much. Make sure to go follow us at Gen Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
No, only follow me. Thank you.
Make sure to go follow Lily on Instagram at Lily Stewart with follow two Y's.
Follow me
on
Instagram. Okay, bye, guys. Love you.
All right, bye. Love you. Bye.